Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 157. Today's article, Japan to allow joint custody for divorced parents. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can tune into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today we will hear that until now, under Japanese law, only one parent could take custody of a child after a divorce. We will learn how that has now changed. Today I will give you the vocabulary necessary to understand the article. I will read the article and in the end follow up with some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, go for a walk, but tune in. And while listening to a daily news article, also learn some new English. Enjoy. Here is today's vocabulary. 1. Parliament, noun. A group of people who are elected to make laws in some countries. Parliament remains divided on how best to approach the cost of living crisis. 2. Custody, noun. Legal responsibility for the care and raising of a child or children. After the divorce, Sophie was granted custody of the children. 3. Psychologically, adverb. In a way that relates to the mind or a person's mental state. It took her years to recover psychologically from the trauma of the accident. 4. Abuse, noun. Cruel or violent treatment. The support group offers a safe space for survivors of abuse to share their stories. 5. Domestic violence, noun. Violent or abusive behavior involving people who live together. Victims of domestic violence often struggle with long-term emotional and psychological trauma. 6. Intention, noun. A thing someone or something aims or plans to do. My dad seems to think that everything the government does is motivated by sinister intentions. The title for today's article, Japan to allow joint custody for divorced parents. The lower house of Japan's parliament has passed a new law that will, for the first time, allow the country's divorced parents to share custody of their children. Until now, under Japanese law, only one parent could take custody of a child after a divorce. But the new law will allow parents to decide between them if they want to share custody. If parents cannot agree on custody, a family court will decide on either joint custody or sole custody for one parent, based on what is thought to be best for the child. Critics of the sole custody system say it prevents some parents from continuing to have a relationship with their children. They also say it can mean some children don't get enough financial support, and that it may damage children psychologically. Some foreign parents have also been prevented from seeing their children when their partners took their children back to Japan and refused them any contact. The new law will allow both parents to take part in raising their children. And by recognizing joint custody, Japan will join the many other countries that already do so. Some people worried that the new law would not protect children when child abuse is a reason for divorce, or that women who have experienced domestic violence might have to continue meeting their abusers. Because of this, the new law says a family court can give sole custody when there is a danger of violence or abuse. And to protect one parent from being forced to agree to joint custody, the law says the true intention of each parent must be confirmed. Passed by the lower house of Japan's parliament on April 16th, the new law is expected to be passed by the upper house before the end of June. The new law would then take effect by 2026. Parents divorced before the law takes effect will also be able to choose joint custody. Now for discussion questions. 1. What are your thoughts on Japan allowing joint custody? 2. How common is divorce in your country? Why do you think that is? 3. How have attitudes around divorce changed in your country in recent decades? 4. Do you know any couples who divorced after being married for a long time? 5. Do you know any long-term couples who don't plan on ever getting married? I hope you enjoy today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. You can find this article and many more at www.